We've all heard the sayings, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, or do things well and you won't go to jail. Both very well-known prison proverbs. So when Petey and I came across this particular voicemail, I was uninterested.
Hi, Rose. My name is Lenny Walker, I'm 36, and I'm fresh out the joint. Wait. Now, before you hang up...
I hung up immediately. I had bad experiences with former inmates before, and I didn't want to go down that road again.
See? That's your problem, Rose. Gotta learn to stop cutting these niggas off. Just hear him out. Everyone deserves a chance.
Okay. You're right.
Hi, Rose. My name is Lenny Walker. I'm 36, and I'm fresh out the joint. Wait. Now, before you hang up, I promise you, I'm a good dude. Yeah, I got locked up on some bullshit when I was 19. A nigga cut me in line at a honey-baked ham, and let's just say shit went left. I'm 36 now, but I did my time, and I'm out here trying to turn my life around. I got my prison pen pal pregnant the first night out, and now I got a daughter on the way. I need a job. But ain't nobody hiring me. Can you help me out, Rose, please? Call me back. I'm down at Hattie's halfway house.
Good thing Petey was around to convince me to listen to the whole thing. Lenny was simply trying to get a job to support his future family. After doing 17 long, hard years over Honeybaked Ham, I knew Lenny Walker deserved a second chance, at least for his family. We all make mistakes, and many don't make it out of prison at all. The lonely days, the violence, the paranoia. It's enough to break the strongest people, including one of our very own.
This call is being recorded.
There may not be a later, Rose. You gotta get me out of here. Now! We're running out of time.
Yep, that was Petey. Locked behind bars. What you are about to hear is our most dangerous story yet.
You have a collect call from an inmate at the Smithtown Correctional Facility.
Real prison ain't nothing like what you see on TV.
They make 26 cents an hour, 12 hours a day. Does that seem livable?
Prison labor. They shouldn't be committing crimes in the first place.
If he liked working for us so much, why didn't he just stay in jail?
That don't even make no sense. This sounds like some 60 days in shit.
I'm Rose Cranberry, and this is We Stay Looking.
Thank you for calling Hattie's Halfway House, where we're willing to meet you halfway. This is Miss Hattie.
Oh, hi, Miss Hattie. This is Rose Cranberry from We Stay Looking. I was wondering...
Rose Cranberry? The lady that got Dante out?
Yes. Yes, I am. I played a role.
Oh, Lord. Wait till I tell Caesar. How can I help you?
Well, Miss Hattie, I'm actually returning a very important call from one of your newer residents, Lenny Walker. Is it possible I could speak with him?
Of course. Caesar! Grab Lenny for me. Tell him to get the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Lenny. It's Rose Cranberry. I'm returning your call.
Shh. Chill.
I'm sorry.
Shh. They coming.
Lenny, you don't have to sneak talk. No one is coming. You aren't in prison anymore.
Facts. My bad. I'll be forgetting this shit. Alright. So real prison ain't nothing like what you see on TV.
Lenny would go on to share with me his entire experience as an inmate at Smithtown Correctional Facility. He said he knew it would be hard, but didn't know it would be hell.
The water was trash. Every time I went to make a cup of noodles, it was all cloudy and brown. They laughed and said, pretend it's Cajun seasoning.
The segregation.
Of course they got us and the Hispanics doing all the work.
We be over there cleaning up the oil spills and shit while they got the white boys over there folding up the towels.
The slave-like labor.
You name it, I did it. A nigga done made panties, packed meat, or fought fires, made mattresses. I'm versatile as fuck. And all that shit for 26 cents an hour, and I ain't never seen a fucking check. Those Feed the Children kids, they make more than us. And then soon as I got out, I applied for a job at the YCA Furniture, one of the places I done made furniture for. They gonna turn me down right away. Now, how is it I got all those skills, but I can't land a job at any of those companies that I literally done made the shit for?
This was heartbreaking. Lenny had high hopes of starting his new life once he was released, and he had a family to prepare for. The most interesting point came near the end of our conversation.
It trickles down from up top. The warden at the prison is a real hard ass. I hear him in the correction offices. They bragging about all the crooked shit they do, all the deals they make. We got to expose them. I learned about the cancel culture when I got out. And we need to get his bitch ass canceled.
This convo with Lenny gave me an idea.
Rose, what? Do I want to go where?
To prison. But it's not what it sounds like.
Shit, sound like prison to me.
I had a master plan. Have Petey get arrested, go undercover as an inmate, record everything, and steal the files to incriminate the warden. Kind of like the end of Shawshank Redemption. I know, I'm brilliant. And it took some real convincing, but he finally agreed. If Petey wanted this promotion he kept talking about, he would have to earn it. And while he was on the inside bringing down the warden, I planned to hit the streets to start up a boycott. I wanted to hit these companies where it would hurt them the most. Their pockets. I had Lenny and Petey meet up for some good old prison prep.
Check this out, Petey. When you get in there, they're gonna pat you down, make you strip and cough, all that weird shit. But be careful, because you're gonna have the cell phone in your butt. So you gotta clench your cheeks and cough simultaneously like this. Cause otherwise that shit gonna slip right out. You got it?
I think so. Let me write this down. Clench the cheeks.
When you get in there, look for a nigga named Vincent. Mm-hmm. He got a big ass top lip. Tell him that I sent you and he gonna hook you up with a supervising job. See, that'll get you close to the warden so you can get all the files and shit.
The next day, Petey walked across the street while the hand was blinking, and just like that, he was locked up immediately. The plan was for him to only be in for a week and come back with smoking hot incriminating prison tea. But I should have known. The time wouldn't match the crime.
For the petty crime of jaywalking, Petey Cranberry, I sentence you to, let's do 60 days in one of our finest facilities. A lucky guy. Could have been much worse.
This ain't what we said, bro!
What's next on the docket?
Yeah.
All right, everybody listen up. Welcome to Smithtown Correctional Facility, where our motto is, cause the cuffs went on, your freedom is gone. I'm one of the correction officers in here. That means I'm your daddy, and your mammy, and your pappy, and your Jesus, and your Allah, and your God, your Buddha, whoever the fuck you believe in. Now, we gonna search your dirty asses, and if we find anything, I swear to God, we gonna tap that ass. You, step up.
Who, me?
Did I stutter? You turn around and you drop him.
Shouldn't we exchange pleasantries before you violate me?
Did I say you could talk? Spread them cheeks. Now cough. Hey, damn, boy, don't be spreading that COVID. All right. He's clear. Next.
Sorry, where do I go now?
To your cells. And don't drop the soap, nigga. Jarred present.
Excuse me, Mr. Cellmate, sir. My name is Peter. What's yours? Okay, not much of a talker. That's fine. I can tell you about me. I used to make...
Shut the fuck up, nigga! Damn! I'm tired of stabbing niggas!
Okay, sorry about that.
Don't say shit else to me until the morning.
Lights out!
For breakfast?
798, 799, 800. 800 push-ups every day, bitch.
Wow, so aggressive. Well, it's the morning, and I was wondering if it's not too much trouble. Can you tell me your name now?
Killer D.
Nice to meet you, Mr. D.
I said Killer D. Now get your bitch ass dressed. It's time to go.
With pity on the inside, I had to do my part on the streets. Now, I know everyone loves to save money, but would everyone still support these companies if they knew their products were made through prison labor? I figured a boycott could put pressure on them to hire the rehabilitated. My first stop was YCA Furniture, better known as You Can't Afford. Excuse me, sir.
No, ma'am. I ain't got no money for your kids and their little basketball team.
No, no candy here. My name is Rose Cranberry from the critically acclaimed podcast, We Stay Looking. Before you go shopping here, I think it's important to know that this place exploits prisoners. Not only are inmates making these products for pennies an hour, they aren't hired once they've done their time. Can we count on you to join We Stay Looking and boycott this business?
Shit, you got somewhere else I can get a desk, a bar cart, a cage for my pigeons, and a duvet for $59.99?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, good luck with all that. Free all my niggas, though.
Next, I approached a young man wearing a vintage Malcolm X t-shirt, assuming he'd be down for the cause.
Boycott? Hell nah. I could post some shit on Instagram, though.
The last customer. Well, I'll just let you hear it.
Prison labor. They shouldn't be committing crimes in the first place. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'ma enjoy this freedom discount.
This wasn't going well. I just hope Petey was doing better.
You keep your head on the swivel while you in here, Petey. And don't look at nobody unless they looking at you.
Well, how would I know they looking at me if I'm not looking at them?
You look at them.
Huh?
Nigga, you heard me.
Okay, I got it, I think. Anyway, I was just wondering, would you happen to know a man named Vincent?
Hold on. How you know Vincent?
That's my sister's best friend's cousin's uncle. Yeah. He told me to look for him when I got in.
That don't even make no sense. This sound like some 60 days in shit. You a snitch, nigga?
Snitch? Me?
Huh, motherfucker?
No, never. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how I got my motherfucking name if I found out otherwise. Come here. Now you see that Morgan Freeman looking ass nigga over there? With that puffy ass lip? That's Vincent.
Oh, man. Thanks, Killer D. Damn, Vincent's top lip is rather enormous. Vincent! It's Petey! Lenny sent me!
Told me to come talk to you about a job.
I know who you are. This is Boots. He'll walk you down to the basement. Just follow him and do what he says.
Yes, sir. Will do.
And don't ever walk up on me while I'm playing dominoes, nigga. You can die for shit like that.
Understood. There's just so many rules. I can't keep up. So, Boots, can you tell me more about this job?
You have a collect call from an inmate at the Smithtown Correctional Facility.
Hey, Rose.
Oh, Petey, it's so good to hear your voice. How's it going?
It's rough, but I'm trying. Anyway, I don't have much time. My cellmate Killer D is reading a new book, and he wants me to turn his pages for him. I just wanted to let you know I got the job making furniture, and I found out some important info.
Oh, that's great.
The CEO of YCA Furniture is a man named Michael Durham. His offices are downtown. You should go talk to him.
Okay, I'll do that. But have you been close to getting the files?
Damn, you could at least say thank you. Good job, Petey. Show me some appreciation, Rose.
You're right, Petey. I'm sorry. Did you get the files?
Look, I haven't had the chance to get in the warden's office yet. I just got the job, but I'm working on it. I just need a little bit more...
Next page, nigga! Damn! Fuck!
Rose, I gotta go.
Petey, be careful, but get those files.
Oh.
This sounds like this Killer D character might be a problem. But I'm glad Petey was able to get the job. I really hope he's okay. Now that I think about it, am I treating Petey the same way the prison treats the inmates? Heavy workload, minimal pay, dangerous work environment? No, it's not the same. Right? Or is it? No. It might be. It can't be. No, this is for a greater cause. Anyway, it was time to pay this CEO a visit. When I arrived to the building where the offices were located, I was greeted by the front desk receptionist. At first, she wasn't going to let me up without an appointment until I came back and said I was the help. Then she let me right up. When I got to the top floor, there was a coffee station, a doggy daycare, a confusing amount of couches, and even some pods, which I later learned were for napping. Needless to say, YCA had money, and lots of it. Lenny saying he only got paid 26 cents an hour to do work for this billion-dollar company made no sense at all, and I was going to get to the bottom of it. At first glance, I thought Michael Durham was 65 years old, but I saw his award for top CEO under 40. Could have fooled me. He was distracted, playing a very violent video game when I walked in.
I died? How? Fuck! Fuck! Sorry about that. What's up? Are you here to fix the printer?
No. I'm actually just here to ask you a few questions about your company, if you have a moment.
Sweet. I literally haven't done anything all day.
This here is Lenny Walker's resume. Have you seen it before?
Doesn't ring a bell. But do you know how many resumes come through here a day? I'm a CEO. I don't look at that. That's what assistants are for.
So you have no say in who does or who doesn't get hired to work for your company?
Well, I have pull, if that's what you mean. Wait, do you need a job record? Because I can't do that.
I do not.
Okay.
Mr. Durham, looking at Lenny Walker's resume, is there any reason you see it would potentially be overlooked amongst other resumes?
Well, yeah, the font is weird. And on top of that, the location of his last three jobs are Smithtown Correctional Facility.
And I'm assuming you've heard of Smithtown before, right?
For sure.
To my understanding, this company actually benefits from the labor of the prisoners at Smithtown.
Wait, still? Shit. My dad gave me this company for my birthday, so I wasn't here for that discussion. But either way, we prefer not to hire criminals.
The criminals you're referring to have literally made your products during their sentence. Lenny being one of many.
And I appreciate Lenny and his friends for that, but he still needs at least 5 years of experience.
He has 17!
Yeah, but not like real-world experience. Why are you so upset? No offense, but If he liked working for us so much, why didn't he just stay in jail?
What? Mr. Durham, please. They make 26 cents an hour, 12 hours a day. Does that seem livable?
Maybe. Wait, what's the math on that?
Lenny and a lot of other inmates should be able to look to companies like this and see hope for their futures. Isn't that something you claim to support as an equal opportunity employer?
It is, just not when it comes to business. Anyway, I think that equal opportunity thing only refers to handicapped people. Are we done? I'm gonna take off early.
Yes, we're done. What did I expect? I don't even know why I set myself up to be let down. My findings have made it clear to me that when having to face the horrors of prison labor, people deflect. They know about it, profit from it, but when it's time to fight for it, they deny it. Somebody get that in the Pledge of Allegiance. Shortly after this debacle, an update came in from Petey.
This call is from the Smithtown Correctional Facility.
Rose.
Hey, Petey.
I can't do this no more. You gotta get me out of here.
Why? What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. Killer D needs money for his commissary, and he's gonna pimp me out to get it. Apparently, I'm worth a 2-liter Coke and a bag of Doritos. I knew I shouldn't have trusted him. He is not my friend.
I don't think anyone in there is your friend, Petey.
You know what? This is too much for just a promotion. You need to give me my own show, like one of those spinoffs or something.
We can talk about it later.
There may not be a later, Rose. You gotta get me out of here, now! We're running out of time.
I can't. I need you to get access to the Wharton's office where they keep the files. That's the only way to get hard evidence to expose the prison. Nothing I've done is working out here. My master plan can't fall through.
This ain't no made-for-TV movie, Rose. This is my life. I'm being pimped, the food has flies and roaches in it, the crunch surprises me every time, and the showers. They done took the black African soap, and all we can use is Irish Spring.
Petey, I am so sorry. I truly am. I will get you out of there as soon as I can. I promise.
Come on, Rose. I ain't even getting paid for this shit. Oh, can you put some money on my book so I can get some Mike and Ike's? Please and thank you.
Of course, Petey. Anything for you. But don't forget to get the files. Please. Let me know when you have them, and I will get you out of there. Get the files.
You and these files. What about me, Rose?
It had been weeks after our convo and I didn't hear a word from Petey. I was worried sick. I reached out to Lenny to see if he could find out what was going on.
Damn. When the last time you heard from him?
Maybe about 3 weeks ago.
So there's a few things that could have gone down. He either did something or he ain't do something.
It was my fault Petey was in there. When Lenny was telling me the awful things that Petey could be going through, my imagination started running wild.
He could be in the hole.
No, no, please!
Come on now.
I'm an extrovert. I go crazy in there by myself.
Come
please.
On now, boy.
Help! Where are you?
He could have joined the gang. They be making niggas shave their heads and the barber got shaky hands.
I said I was getting the shape up. Why are you pushing it so far back?
They could have made him give up his green dot and put him in solitary. But that's deep. He probably just got his ass beat. I have my boys check on him.
Beat up? Oh no, Petey's so small.
Little brain damage and internal bleeding ain't shit. He be alright.
Oh God, Petey. Thanks, Lenny.
I put Petey in grave danger. That's all I could think about. Him and the millions of prisoners that are subject to this kind of abuse every single day. Thankfully, Lenny got back to me and said Petey was fine. He sent him a cell phone so he could get in contact with me. Killer D took his old one and his phone privileges for refusing to braid his hair. It's kind of unfair since Petey doesn't know how to braid. I knew Petey was still intent on getting things done. I'm recognizing how hard he works for me now. I just hope to hear from him soon.
Lord Jesus, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Did he do it? Yes, he did. After a few days, Petey finally sent me a recording update. I was relieved, to say the least. I was so proud of him. And let's just say, he came through.
Okay, I'm in. I'm walking through the warden's office. It's pretty bare. Just some cabinets, desk, chair. Oh, shit, this nigga got a PS5 with an 80-inch. Yo, this is what your tax dollars are buying. Oh, shit, let me hurry up. Okay, I'm opening up the top drawer of his desk. Ain't nothing in here but a clipboard, some pens, big-ass file folder. Huh, let me look in there. Oh shit, you won't believe this, Rose. Everything is in here. I got the paperwork and I'm going through it now. I got your little files, Rose. Now get me the fuck out of here.
One thing about Petey, he irritates the hell out of me, but he never lets me down. He put his life on the line all for this show. All for me. I was so happy to get him back. After a lot of back and forth, I went down to the prison, picked him up, and surprised him with a nice meal at Applebee's. I didn't even bring up the prison weight he gained. While we ate, Petey showed me the pictures and the files he found. There was so much to sort through. Financial cover-ups, prostitution, money laundering, prisoner complaint letters, wrongful deaths, and more. The things we read were not only disturbing, but disgusting. I was anxious to release all of our findings in hopes that things would at least begin to change. So I immediately published an article from our website called Smithtown Slavery. There was no point in waiting. After some blackout posts on Instagram and some likes and a few supportive comments, and I mean a few, that was it. The buzz of the news seemed to dwindle down. All until Kim Kardashian herself reposted my same information on her page. Once she did that, things started happening. It's interesting. Funny how that works. Shortly after, Smithtown Correctional Facility hired a new warden and completely new staff. Michael Durham also recently put in his resignation, but was shortly appointed CEO of his father's other business, Convict Coffee. But on a brighter note, things are looking up for Lenny Walker. He called me with some good news.
I just wanted to let you know I finally found a job thanks to you. It is not at YCA, but I was just hired as an overnight manager at Jersey Mike's. They heard about my story. The supervisor loves your show. I can't thank you and PD enough. I'm gonna be able to take care of my baby girl. I might even name her Rose.
Listen, we ain't naming our baby after another bitch.
Let me call you back.
Will things continue to change? Will our prison system ever advance and be more humane? Will those who deserve it be given second chances? Let's hope so. But until next time, I'm Rose Cranberry, and this is We Stay Lookin'.
Thank you for listening to We Stay Looking. This concept originated in the Insecure Writers' Room as a satirical way to highlight the injustices facing the Black community. But that's not a joke. And that's why radio, Tenderfoot TV, and HBO are proud to support the Black and Missing Foundation, along with other organizations dedicated to seeking justice for our community. Visit westaylooking.com to learn more about these organizations and how you can help. We Stay Looking is a production of Radio, Tenderfoot TV, and HBO, with additional production by Swirl Films. Executive producers are Issa Rae and Denise Davis for Hooray, Benoni Tego for Radio, and Donald Albright for Tenderfoot TV. Written by Chris Sanford, with additional writing by Kinsey Young and Felicia Pearl Mumpazi. Directed by Kinsey Young and Chris Sanford. We Stay Looking stars Terry Vaughn as Rose Cranberry and Tristan J. Winger as Petey. This episode features Amin Joseph as Lenny Walker, Jackie Harry as Miss Hattie, Barton Fitzpatrick as Killa Dee, Nick Vile as Michael Derm, Gernard Burks as Correctional Officer, Chris Sanford as Customer Number 1, Trey Oliver as Customer Number 2, Joshua Neal as Customer Number 3, Summer Rain Minky as Judge, David Hunter Jr. as Vincent, and Andrea Ellsworth as Pen Pal. Visit us at westaylooking.com. We Stay Looking is adapted from HBO's Insecure. Stream all seasons of Insecure now on HBO Max. Available now on HBO Max, Black and Missing, a new HBO documentary series that follows the co-founders of the Black and Missing Foundation, sisters-in-law Derricka Wilson and Natalie Wilson, who, along with a team of volunteers, family members, and private investigators, work around the clock to help families track down missing people of color who are largely ignored by authorities. Visit www.blackandmissinginc.com for more info.